Let's go. You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. Jim Beaver here. We got a fun one today. You know, I guess twice a year we always do a big X Games show. I guess one for Winter X, one for Summer X. Obviously, Winter X Games this weekend. If you're tuning in, I guess after the fact, I guess Winter X Games is over. So you definitely want to tune in for the second part of this show. First part, might something you want to pass on because X Games might be over. But these are always some of our highest rated shows of the year, so always have fun doing them. So once again, thank you guys for joining us. We're going to be talking some X Games today. Big news coming out of X and Winter X Games. We'll get to that in just a moment. But if you haven't already, please go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button to Project Action. It means a lot to me. We definitely appreciate the support of the show. And if you hit that subscribe button, if you really want to help us out, you'll leave a rating and a review. If you leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, and I see it, I will follow you back on social media. I check those probably once a week. So, if I don't get to it day one, don't go and delete your review or something like that. Like, I will get to it, but just always got a lot of stuff going on. And, sometimes things slip under the radar. You can also check out my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Airs on the Podcast One Network here, iTunes, nationally, on my website, downanddirtyshow.com. It's all over the place. It's all motorsports all the time. I don't know. We sprinkle in some pop culture, motorsports, stuff like that. Or action sports as well, but basis of it is definitely a lot of racing and car culture stuff. So thank you guys for continuing to support that show as well. Please help us out, subscribe there on iTunes to that. And if you want to follow me on social media, it is at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. And I do love your feedback, so I take DMs. If you want to slide right into my DMs, I definitely definitely will check them out. So, getting on with the show today. It is X Games, kind of an X Games preview. We got my good friend Paul Thacker. You know him from, snowmobile legend, but he's also an X Games medalist. He's my guest today talking all things X Games. He's a returning guest here to Project Action. I don't know if I've had him on my national show countless times. I think Project Action once or twice, maybe. I think we did like one full long form interview. This one definitely not the long form type. It's going to be a little bit shorter, tighter. This is kind of talking about the events this weekend. But Paul Thacker, he's going to join me on Project Action today. Really, really excited about that. So talking to Winter X, obviously kicks off January 24th through the 27th. If you're listening to this, may already be going on. But big breaking news coming out of X Games was that my good friend, very close friend, Mr. Levi LaValle, he pulled out of X Games. He pretty much, in a roundabout way, announced his retirement from competitive freestyle. He retired a couple years ago from snowcross racing. And talking to Levi, he just basically said, he's like, man, he's like, there comes a point where he's like, I couldn't push myself that hard. The training that goes in, the track time. So he's kind of shifted into a team owner role. He's doing an amazing job there. He's got Kyle Poline racing for him. Just an amazing, amazing team. Got Red Bull, Polaris backing. They do a great job. One of the front running snowcross teams. So he's kind of transitioned into that role. But he's still doing like some of the free riding. Obviously, we saw the viral videos he put out where he filmed in downtown St. Paul and Minneapolis. He does the Red Bull stuff, jumped at Super Bowl. Zaman Heydays do a big jump a couple years ago. So he's still out there. He's got his new series, Live in La Valley. I mean, not like he's retired from snowmobiling, but I think we've seen him retire from competitive freestyle. Last year at X, it was one of those, I think he medaled, but he it got to the point where he had one run left and everybody's like, oh, what's Levi going to pull out of his hat? What's he going to pull out of his hat? He went and he did his run he was comfortable with, and it was a meddling run, but it wasn't like he tried some crazy double backflip or something like that. And I think it's got to the point where he's got a wife, he's got two amazing kids at home, he's in his mid-30s, body doesn't quite recover like it used to. And, maybe Levi's just like, you know what, it's time to put it on the shelf. Maybe it's just time to put it on the shelf, the freestyle career, let these young guns have it, you know. And obviously I think he can move into a TV, a commentary role. He's just an amazing speaker. And I know he does public speaking and motivational speaking and things like that. So big news coming out of X is I think we're seeing a shift, you know, with Levi LaValle now, now calling it a day, I guess. That was some big breaking news this week. I know we'll probably try and catch up with Levi on one of the shows. I don't know when we do. Obviously, there's Snowcross going on. There's Winter X Games. Probably be a couple of weeks. But I'll text Levi, reach out to him, and you know this guy. I look at snowmobilers, and I'd say there's five guys that are greatest of all time status. You've got Blair Morgan. Nobody's going to argue Blair Morgan. Tucker Hibbert. Nobody's going to argue Tucker Hibbert. You've got Paul Thacker. And I think Paul, what he accomplished when he was there, he was on track to be one of the greats. Obviously, that injury derailed him, but he's still involved. Paul, you know, he's in there, obviously one of our guests today. But I will say he's in that conversation, especially if we would have had, you know, another decade out of his career or something like that. Who am I leaving out here? We've got Levi LaValle, who I talked about. I mean, geez, what has he accomplished? He jumped over the bay in San Diego. I mean, this guy is that good, right? Freestyle racing, you know, the whole package. He's a marketing machine. So you got Levi LaValle in that conversation. And then I would say Chris Backcountry Barrant. Barrant, man, what he has accomplished, he's arguably he is the greatest backcountry snowmobile rider of all time, as far as I'm concerned. I'd say that's your top five. But even just to be named in that conversation is something pretty darn special. I don't know. It's Levi LaValle, you know, shift from X Games. He's there, he's signing autographs, but kind of interesting to see how that plays out. So looking at the schedule events, we'll get into some key people. Kicking things off, we've got I'm trying to look at what finals we have. Women's ski superpipe and men's ski superpipe finals on Thursday. A lot of elimination rounds and things like that. Friday's when we really get into things with the slope style, big air. What is this Jeep Wrangler X challenge? I got to look into this. What is the Jeep Wrangler X challenge? Who's even entered in this thing? Brian Deegan, Bucky Lassick, Jacko Strong, and Casey Curry. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe they're off-roading in some Jeeps or something. Like, sad thing, I don't even know. I don't even know what this is, and I should. So crazy. Got Snowbike Cross, one of my favorites. We will definitely talk about Snowbike Cross here. Axel Hodges, Brock Hoyer, a couple of the, guys you definitely want to watch out for. I know you got the trifecta of Harris Uzinga, Jimmy Jarrett, Cody Matichuk. Probably not the household names, but these guys can definitely slay on snow bikes. Watch for them. Darren Means, my boy Darren, he's qualified back there. Brett Turcotte, never want to count him out. Those are some of the notables there. You get into para and adaptive snow bike, obviously Doug Henry, Blair Morgan, Paul Thacker. You got Monster Mike Schultz. He is on adaptive snow bike cross. Then you have snow bike best trick, which you got Jacko, Turcotte, DeMello, Adelberg, Halsum. I mean, it's crazy. The stack list there for best trick, I guess. I don't know. It's just, I'm not going to go down every single one, but things kick off, through Sunday. They're at X Games in Aspen. Definitely going to be tuned in. I don't know if I'll be able to watch a lot of it live. I'll probably have the DVR set for a bunch of it, mainly because I got Parker 425 next week. That's right. We got trophy truck racing to do for me. So, we got some testing. We got some stuff to do that. And then we got Royal Rumble on tap. And I got to tell you, stack card for that. But it's actually in Phoenix. So it's in my home state. We've got WWE Royal Rumble. You know me. I'm a wrestling fan. We're definitely going to be tuned in and locked and loaded to that. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening. Obviously, King of the Hammer's coming up and a bunch of other stuff. So I got a busy weekend, but X Games definitely definitely on tap. So, yeah, we've got X Games going on. And, you know, obviously we've got our guest Paul Thacker to get to. But before we get to that, I do have to mention a couple of our amazing partners here at Project Action. And, you know, one of my 2019 resolutions was to make this podcast bigger and better than last year. And what I'm about to offer you exceeds anything I was expecting. Well, thanks to my friends at betonline.ag, this offer only has 1 week left, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the NFL's biggest game of the year. You heard that right. A weekend trip to the big game for two people is happening right now. How do you enter for a chance to attend the big game on February 3rd? Well, you sign up today at betonline.ag, create an account, and use the promo code BIGGAME. For all information. And I'm not sure what kind of gift you got this holiday season, but I'm betting, that's right, pun intended, that it's not as good as a paid flight, paid hotel, VIP tailgate party. And you know me, I love me some tailgate parties and tickets to the big game for you and a friend, family member, or your significant other. Our exclusive partners at BetOnline.ag has those golden tickets, and this is your opportunity to place a bet on yourself. Don't miss out. Promotion ends in a week on January 28th. Visit BetOnline.ag today, and don't forget to use the promo code BIGGAME when signing up for your account. That is right. Who doesn't want to go to the big game? All expenses paid, tailgate parties. Bam. I am in. Count me in. Other thing you got to count me in for is our friends there at Geico, you know? And everybody's got a to-do list. Mine, it's crazy. It gets, like, longer every single hour of the day. You know, drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, answer email, do a podcast, pay bills. I mean, it's just crazy how long mine gets. But I got an idea. We should save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to my to-do list. And the good thing is I don't have to drop off anything. I don't have to go anywhere. All I have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, I and you, that's you listening right now, could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? Well, I'm just a broke radio host and podcaster. You know I could use it. It just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. Yeah, thank you to our friends at Geico. They've been with this show a long, long time, and definitely believer in the way they do things over there. And 60 seconds, that's exactly how long this commercial lasts. And you know what else you can do in a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch as all your car's details pop right up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out and make sure you weren't fluffing on anything. And they'll help you put it all together. You can ask questions and get answers that you need, and there's no surprises. Then you'll simply leave with your check or you'll trade in your car for a brand new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. All right, thank you to our friends at True Car. Thank you guys for tuning in here. And we are going to roll right into this amazing interview with my good friend who is competing in X Games this weekend, Paul Thacker. I'd like to welcome my good friend Paul Thacker to the line who, you're getting tuned up, ready to go race some X Games here later this week, Paul.
Yeah, we're just getting fired up. We're up here in Leadville, Colorado. I think we're at like 90,000 feet. Actually, it's like 12,000 feet. So up training at elevation. And then, yeah, we've got X Games this weekend. So looking forward to it.
Here's a question for you, because I know a lot of people – I know me for one, like when I spent some time like in Crested Butte, like it's a real deal. People, elevation training at altitude, they're like, oh, that's horse crap. And I'm like, no, it's a real thing. Like I know me, like I can go up to that elevation and for the first like night or two, like I'm okay during the day. I don't sleep. It's like it screws my sleep patterns up just being at that elevation. And then it's like you get used to it, you know, and you kind of fall into a rhythm, but it's a real deal, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, I'm the same way. I have a real hard time sleeping. It takes about 3 days for me to get acclimated. But you really notice it when you start, you know, with the physical activity. My first couple motos, were just, I mean, they were like 5 minutes long. Because, I mean, it not only affects your breathing, but it affects your circulation. Like, my tips of my fingers go numb and they get cold real easy. And so, yeah, it is definitely a real thing. And it's good to get out early and get used to the altitude. So,
yeah. So, I mean, obviously we'll talk about X Games in a minute. What else is going on? I feel like I missed you at the snow bike cross qualifiers there in Minnesota. Seems like you're either on a snow bike, you're on a snowmobile, or you're fishing somewhere. Like, I swear, if there's anybody living the dream, it's Paul Thacker.
Well, actually, I was in Argentina trout fishing while the snow bike qualifier was going on. So I took a kind of a father-son trip, and we went to it's outside of Calafente. It's called Lake Strobel. It's this just incredible trout fishery. Anyway, we're like 500 miles, not even 500 miles from Cape Horn, so we're way, way, way south.
Yeah.
And it was incredible, man. It was I took one of the new Action Track Chair NTs. It's
okay.
the small version that is built to be, well, it's actually FDA approved to be a personal wheelchair, so I was able to travel with it. So I had one down there, and that was it was just a really great trip overall. Great group, great fishing. I wake up every day and I'm still sad that I'm not there.
Yeah, it's because the trout fishing in the United States isn't as good, right? We gotta travel halfway across the world, right?
Well, I mean, being from Alaska, I do get into some pretty good trout fishing, but this was unlike anything I'd ever been a part of. So
it
was incredible.
Yeah, some of the pictures I saw posted up, I'm like, wow, that's just looks amazing. I think no offense to ERX Motor Park in Minnesota, but I think I would have opted for the fishing with you instead of being there in the cold watching snow bikes.
Well, we're going again, so if you want.
Too funny. So we got to talk about, some X Games though. Obviously, you know, how's this transition been for you to the snow bike? Cause I mean, people know you from sleds. I mean, you know, dude, that's where you've, you know, made your career, right? I mean, you took an X Games medal. I know you finally, a couple years ago, you were like, man, got the monkey off my back. Finally got one of these medals. Now they've switched it up. Now you're snow biking, I guess. I mean, and this is something fairly new. What, have you been on the bike about a year now, year and a half? I mean, this is something kind of fairly new for you, right?
Yeah, it's well, I mean, the snow bike part of it's new. I rode a lot of dirt bike throughout my career, so it's, that side of it is not very new. But the snow bike definitely is. So, yeah, I don't have a ton of time on the bike, to be perfectly honest. I rode a bit before X Games last year, and we'll do the same this year. We're looking to get a little more time, but, you know, as racing goes, it didn't quite work out that way. But yeah, it's cool. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. It's different, but it's definitely more like riding a dirt bike than a snowmobile.
Okay. Well, that was what I was going to ask, because I know, I mean, obviously, you know, riding a dirt bike and riding a sled, I mean, yeah, there is some crossover, but dude, they're two completely different animals. And I was going to ask you about that, you know what I mean, with a snow bike, you know, it's just got to be a whole lot different feel. And obviously you've got to manhandle a sled, but I feel like the snow bike, it's, I don't know, guys have said they just turn different. Everything about them's different, right?
Everything, yeah, they completely turn different. There's no counter steer to them. You just turn it and it goes the direction you point the ski, regardless of how deep the snow is. It's easier on my body for sure than the snowmobile. It's got, you know, obviously better suspension, better setup for not completely beating the crap out of me. So there's, we do have that going for it. So, but no, I would say it's definitely leans more to being like a dirt bike. I would say it's pretty much absolutely nothing like riding a snowmobile.
Yeah. So looking at X Games, I mean, obviously, we know you know how to medal at X Games. You know, I'm looking at this snow bike cross field though in your division, dude, and it's pretty stacked. I mean, what's it going to take for PT to get to bite on another one of those medals?
I would say a good start and run a clean race. I mean, there's definitely fast guys. I don't know if I would put myself quite in the category as the fastest, but I can hold my own. But, yeah, it's on an, it, some of those guys I've noticed tend to like they go fast, but they tend to hit the ground a bit, and that's going to be a bad recipe. So trying to stay upright and ride clean, I think, is going to be my best bet for. And again, the starts are so huge. Got to get a good start.
Yeah. Well, what else? I'm just looking at, God, it's been probably, I was looking at our text and I'm like, how has it been like almost a year since Paul and I have texted? Like, the hell have you been up to, man? Obviously, we know about the fishing. I mean, I know you like to do some free riding on the sled and stuff like that. I mean, what's been keeping you busy, dude? It's been a long ass time since we've talked.
Yeah. I mean, we've obviously, I think it was probably what last, well, it has been a while for sure. I do quite a bit of free riding. We've been really getting after. I did six veteran events last year. We did three snowmobile and three side by side, which was really, really cool. And if you ever want to check any of the highlights and what we're doing, I've got a YouTube channel. It's just my name, obviously. You can check out. We put little, you know, shorts together so the guys have something to share with their family and friends and stuff. And you know, keep the people that are supporting happy and make sure they know that I'm spending their money in the right spot. So obviously Monster Energy being such a huge supporter of that. And then, man, I tell you, the fishing thing is I grew up in Alaska and had an absolute love for fishing as a kid. And this past couple of years, I've found that again, and it's been really, really, it's been really great to let that fill the void in the off season from the snow sports. And I bought a boat this summer and I've got it all set up for me. So spent a lot of time on the river this year. I probably fished 80 days this summer and fall, or fall, winter. So, who knows, maybe that'll be my next transition to career.
Yeah. I was going to say, man, I've got some friends, I've interviewed them in the pro bass world, MLF and stuff like that, and those guys, I mean, there's some legit money to be made if you're good at it. And I mean, there's some legit sponsorship, like all the automotive companies, it seems like, is jumping in over into that space with 2 feet, man. I guess it's probably a little bit easier on the body too, I would think, Paul.
Yeah, just a tad bit easier. I'm not jumping my boat 300 feet, so yeah, it's a little bit, although it's harder. I think it might be harder on my shoulders. We've talked about it a little bit, but I'm always leery. You know, obviously the snowmobile side of things was a bit of a hobby at first, and then it became a job. And just like anything you love, you know, it's all amazing, and then when it becomes your job, it's work.
Yeah.
So I've been a little tentative about the fishing side of things. Right now it's a whole lot of fun, and I'm pretty much doing whatever I want. You know, when sponsors and money comes along, then you've got responsibilities. So we'll see what happens, but it would be cool. Yeah. I wouldn't turn it down, because the timing would be perfect. I could definitely do that in the summer and continue to what I'm doing motorsports wise in the winter. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So next question, obviously, you know, X Games, you know, X Games were, you know, really close to that. What's after X Games for you? Got any, you know, trips planned, free riding? What's, obviously we got to get through X Games. Hopefully you're coming out the other side with a medal, but past that, what's the rest of this winter season look like for you?
We're actually going directly from X Games to Arrowhead Lodge in Cimarron, Colorado for going to entertain a group of veterans out there and do some snowmobiling. And then I have to go home to Alaska. I've got another veteran event planned up there, and then we've got some freestyle show for the Iron Dog start. I'm sure you're familiar with the Iron Dog.
Absolutely.
It's the longest snowmobile race on the planet. And then I'll head back south again. We've got a couple more veteran trips. Obviously, we're going to go hang out with my good buddy Chris Brandt in Buena Vista, Colorado. That's always a good trip. And then it'll be springtime, so that means back to Alaska and try and put some video segments together and stuff with the. I mean, spring is my favorite time of year to ride. It's warm. It's usually beautiful. We've got a ton of snow up in Alaska this year. So, yeah, one of these days you should probably come up and check it out.
Yeah, I'm thinking, dude, between the fishing and the snowmobiles, like, I don't know why I haven't been up there yet. I'm just looking at this going, man, this is like tailor-made for me, right?
That's that's completely on you, man. You know where I'm at.
Yeah, I know where you're at. Well, you mentioned Berant. Berant's been trying to get me to Colorado for a year now, year and a half, you know, and I'm like, I need to just start, you know, like you said, like when your hobby becomes a job, then you're like tied to it. That's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. Like now I've got all these buddies that have all this fun, and obviously it's your jobs too, but I'm like, man, we got to have this like collaboration where we like job swap or something. I don't know. You take over the radio show for a week or two, and then I'll take over your fishing job there in Alaska. I don't know.
maybe you should just come do your radio show from the boat. We do have cell phone service, so.
Dude, I think that's the hot ticket there, Thacker. Right there. Yeah. We're going to just do the show remotely, and we'll just literally, we'll drop like a microphone right in the middle of the boat. But I don't know that the FCC would like our language, so that's where we're going
to
have.
We'll have to have a few second delay, maybe. But I think we could probably handle watching our mouth for a few hours a day.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, buddy, you know, always fun catching up, man. What's the schedule for X Games? When are you on track first?
We will. I do the live on site color for ESPN in the booth, so I'll be chatting up with Storm Friday night for freestyle, and then we actually get to practice on the track Friday, and then we race Saturday. I'm not even 100% sure on the time yet, so it just says Snowbike Cross. It doesn't have us legit into who's going first, because we've actually got three classes this year. There's Snowbike Cross, which is the able body guys getting after it. There's Adaptive, which is, you know, guys like Mike Schultz that are amputees and different types of that, and then we have an actual para class with like myself and Doug Henry and Blair Morgan, all guys that are paraplegics. So we've got an actual sit down class for the first time in Adaptive at X Games. So that's pretty cool.
That is rad, man. That is awesome. You know, just some of those names you mentioned, I'm like, man, this is, I think your class is actually, it's going to be one of the most fun to watch, man. There's some guys with some, you know, obviously you included, you talk about Henry, and I mean, just the list of them, it's some legit talent in that class, buddy.
Yeah, there's a definite pedigree in that class. You've got, you know, Blair Morgan, arguably, not even arguably, one of the best snowcross racers of all time. And then Doug Henry, I mean, if anyone in motorsports obviously knows, Doug Henry is synonymous with a, you know, bad man on a dirt bike. So, and the best part about it is they're just super good guys. So we all, you know, we all get along, and there's no animosity at all between racers. We just go out there and have a good time. So, and then we have beers after and talk crap to each other.
Yeah,
so.
Tell war stories, right?
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Well, we're up against a break, buddy. But as always, you know, good luck at X Games. Always fun catching up. And I promise I will text you a little more often, because I don't know. You thought of Alaska and sleds and, you know, and I don't know, fishing and beers sounds pretty damn good about now.
Yeah, I think we could probably make it a good time.
So, all right, buddy. Well, take it easy, Paul, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Always fun catching up with my boy, PT. Paul Thacker, definitely check him out racing in X Games this weekend there in Aspen. That is right. He is going to be in Para Snowbike Cross. So Para Snowbike Cross, Paul Thacker. You know, I'm gonna be pulling for PT. But it is a stacked field with everybody that he's got. You know, competing with him. That race actually is happening at 12:15 Mountain Time there in they're in Aspen on Saturday, the 26th. So definitely tune in to watch Thacker slay on that snow bike. But, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in once again. Great addition of Project Action. I know in the upcoming weeks, man, check this list out we got in the upcoming weeks. We got my boy Nate Wessel. Yes, he's coming back to the show. We got Vicky Golden. Yes, you know her, the first lady of motocross, Miss Vicky Golden. She's going to be a guest on the show. So Wessel, Golden, a couple of, I guess, Golden interviews. So definitely want to tune in for those. If you're an action sports fan, those are coming up the next couple of weeks. Also, I don't know, we've got some really, really rad guests coming up. I know he's got a book dropping, Ryan Hall. He's an Olympian and a runner. He's going to be be one of our guests coming up as well. I don't know. I think I'm going to reach out to my boy Jonathan Coyle. Natalie Ava Marie, she's in Celebrity Big Brother right now. But Jonathan Coyle, he's handling the home front by himself. So maybe we'll see if he's got some time to do a little podcasting with Natalie, I guess, off the grid doing some Celebrity Big Brother. So I don't know. Lots of fun stuff coming out the next few weeks here on this. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes to Project Action. Please go and subscribe on iTunes to the Down and Dirty Radio Show as well. Leave those ratings or reviews. And if you get a chance, follow me on social media at JimBeaver15. We will be back next week with some more Project Action here on Podcast One from the Polaris Razor Studio. Be safe. Tune into X Games this weekend. And, man, I will be live tweeting during the WWE Royal Rumble. So I would love to know what you guys are thinking of the Royal Rumble on Sunday. I'll be watching. I'll be tweeting. Would love to be interacting with you guys. So definitely that's what's on tap for me. Hopefully you guys have a great weekend, great week next week. Be safe. As always, game on.